Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
It's almost like you're getting a well-constructed buffet with portions of everything that seem to work really well. Good morning, Jim, Patrick, the fabulous interns who are most due for a shout-out, and the pets in charge, Sergeant Chattel the Wonder Dog, Bucket Ginger, and the apartment-dwelling mouse with the most, Minnie or Mickey Goebbels. This is Scott Isom of Kansas City, way south, with February new music. First, Avi Kaplan. He released a single, Peace Somehow. It may not be obvious at first, but Kaplan has an extremely deep voice. He is originally from LA, but now lives in Tennessee. He played and toured for 6 years with Pentatonix as obviously the bass in this band before breaking out on a solo career as a singer-songwriter. And now, as he says himself, he now sings everything from bluegrass to soul. And he has since then released several singles, three EPs, and one album. Oh, and in case you haven't noticed, I'm dealing with a cold. I was captivated by this song. I sent a message to Patrick, and he did play it on his radio show. He's got definitely one of the most engaging and interesting voices you'll hear on the radio right now. There have been so few true basses on the radio. Tenors are so popular, and an occasional, it may go down to the baritone range, but there are so few basses. I can think of, what's that band out of Canada that sang the Superman song from a few? Crash Test Dummies are an example of a group with a bass, but there's so few basses.
Thank you.
My album is Horror by Barty Strange. Barty Strange is a weird, to use a 60s term, cat. He is a producer and a songwriter who makes, this is a quote from allmusic.com, shimmery indie with electronica, alt rock, folk, hip hop, and more in his unpredictable songs. And considering you can hear all of that in all three of his albums. And that could seem to be all over the map. But when you listen to his albums, they seem to mesh extremely well. It's almost like you're getting a well-constructed buffet with portions of everything that seem to work really well. And his album Horror is a wonderfully eclectic album, which is also, did I already say extremely like 11 times? I'm going to say it 12. It's extreme, let's put it this way. It's sexual, queer, dark, claustrophobic, all those wonderful things that made albums like The Cure and Smith so wonderful. He uses minor keys, off-kilter beats, creating both fear, and he places the queer black man in urban Baltimore and also rural America, and puts him uneasy in both. When you listen to the songs, you get both sometimes very folky, spoken word, straight into hip-hop, driving rock and roll. You'll get everything, sometimes in the same song. The song I chose was Hit It, Quit It, which is, when you look at the Urban Dictionary, is a gay term, which is very sexual, and it's pretty obvious. I'm not sure what he means. When you try to read the lyrics to the song, which get buried real quickly, you can read the lyrics and try to understand the song, and good luck. What he does is he buries the lyrics in guitars in multiple tracks. And honestly, the only way to follow the words is with the lyric sheets. You can understand the first verse and a little bit of the chorus, and it starts understandable rap, and it goes into the chorus, which is a driving rock. And this is another one of the songs that goes through several genres, and it is a true banger that the listener never truly catches the meaning, but it is really enjoyable. I really like the song.
Bitch, I'm smoking, just came out the ocean, dripping wet, black as jet, bootsy nigga, I'm the potion, sly as stone, to the bone, Stevie Wonder, where I'm from. Tell me what he look like, bet that nigga really feeling more at home in the moonlight, met his daddy in a fist fight, he was busting niggas down, now his son really fucking up the timeline, that's why he's scaring all these white boys, they remember when we fell from the stars, see they lie to themselves about where we all come from.
And I'm going to conclude my picks this month By the way, February new music, if I didn't say it. This is February, the shortest month of the year, but damn, it was a good month of music. It's worth, I had trouble picking, but I'm going to conclude this month by just saying Jesse Wells released another new album called Horses, and my honorable mention is Jesse Wells Horses. Self-title, or the title track of Jesse Wells Horses album is Horses, and that's my Jesse Wells honorable mention. Again, this is Scott Isom with a cold from Kansas City, actually Raymore, south of Kansas City. Keep listening to Rockin' in the Suburbs. Please love your pets. They're worth it. I have two wonderful cats, and they take care of me because I need it. And I have two ball pythons, and they sometimes take care of me, too, in good ways. Love you guys. Talk to you later. Bye.
Shirts in Vietnam. There are places that we quietly ignore. There are places that we go and bomb. You know, I thought an awful lot about Jesus, even more about life too. They say that the way of the doubt was to do nothing. Then what the hell am I supposed to do? You know, the harder you think, the deeper you sink, the tighter you grip, the more that you slip. So I'm singing this song about loving all the people that you've come to hate. It's true what they say, I'm gonna die someday. Why am I holding on to all this weight? You know, I really thought that there'd be power in thinking I'd be always just born fools. Thought I was gathering oats for my horses. I've been I've never seen. There's a note that I wrote that went up in smoke. There's some songs I don't ever sing. All the stars in the sky are burning. Most are burning unbeknownst to me. I wish I would have paid more attention to the bigger things I didn't see. You know, the harder you think, the deeper you sink, the tighter you grip.
Did I already say extremely like 11 times? I'm going to say it 12.